We'll begin with prayer, communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all of your people and all the wonderful things you're going to do this day. Lord, bless every speaker.
Yes.
And every comment to be driven, be guided by the Holy Spirit. Bless us with your word from your heart. And bless Pastor as he ministers the word today. And bless your whole congregation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, that's the road to having full joy. we finally made it to chapter 18. St. John chapter 18. And what Jesus is about to do is just as much communion as he's all the things he taught before. And this gives all the teaching that he did impact. And he's doing all these things in the sight of his people. And they're seeing firsthand the love of God manifested toward them. In 18 verse 1, it says, when Jesus had spoken these words,
yes,
talking about chapter 17 and all that he said, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Where was a garden into the which he entered,
yes,
and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oft-time resorted there with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priest and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. You know, here we see that when you love God, enemies, they arise too. Just like with Judas against Christ. He was about to purchase our ability to commune with God. He was about to redeem us to the Father. And Satan wanted to stop it. Satan always wanted to stop the seed of woman. And now he's about to face the seed of woman. And he's about to get his head crushed.
Yes.
And that's precisely what happened. Yes. Now Satan was very determined. He thought it was others. You know, he thought it was he thought it was Abel. He thought it was Moses. He thought it was Abraham. He thought it was Isaac and Jacob. Judas' sons, Phares. He thought it was both his sons. He worked against them. And everything he did, it always failed. And now he's about to face his biggest failure. But he's still determined.
Everything he ever did, I always failed.
Yeah.
Just if the Christians will open their eyes to that fact, everything Satan does fails.
It fails.
that's good, Mary. I like that. I was sitting here thinking not only did what he did fail, but Jesus always chose unlikely people.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, unlikely people. I mean, who would choose Abraham? who would choose that? I mean, no one would expect God to choose Abram to build a people for himself.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, look what Abram did. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You're going to choose him? Satan was totally thrown off of that.
Yeah.
And then you got Joseph.
Uh-huh.
A proud, stuck on himself dreamer. Who would choose him out of all those sons? Who would choose him? Uh-huh. You know? I mean, he's in jail. He's a slave. And then he puts into... Who would choose him? You know?
Yeah.
And he keeps choosing these people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Unlikely people.
Uh-huh.
Rahab.
Uh-huh.
Right? Ruth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who
yeah.
would choose... Who would choose Malon? You know?
Yeah.
And then Ruth.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Malon dies.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. Satan thought he had all the bases covered. Right?
Yeah.
And he keeps choosing people.
Mm-hmm.
God keeps choosing people that no one would choose.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes the scripture, God looks on the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More deeper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he qualifies who he chooses.
Not spiritually.
Yeah.
So, Saul was chosen. Who would choose Saul? He was hiding among the baggage. You know, you had to go find him, beat the bushes, and pull him out, you know.
That's right.
I mean, he keeps choosing people like that.
Us.
Saul. look at on the road to Damascus, mm-hmm. right? Who would choose him? He's the worst enemy they had.
Mm-hmm.
And God chose him. So if he can choose those people, we got a chance, folks.
We got a chance. That's right.
We got a chance.
I personally thought God chose Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's my own personal belief.
Who would choose him?
Yeah.
You know, really. God can use folks. It doesn't matter how messed up they are.
And that shows you don't, you know, if you look through, you don't have to be spiritually mature at the time. Uh-huh. Think about us. We automatically, not in our flesh and our soul, but when we're born again, God's in us. We're automatically the spiritual mature in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get any more God, are we? We'll just keep growing.
Yeah, we keep growing.
Just
you know, when people have the right heart, the heart that's salvageable,
yes.
A heart that can operate in faith, God can do anything through them because they'll keep believing him. That's all he needs is somebody to believe him and yield to him.
And you said something when you was praying about God's heart, and I thought, you know, that's how we're like God too.
Mm-hmm.
That part of a heart that's born again, the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that just connected with me too. We have the heart of God, and God, we're like God, and God has a heart.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, if you evaluate it, the people that say the most profound things, they are people who love God. They may not even be a preacher. They may not be in the ministry. But people who have just a relationship with the Lord and they love him, they can receive and relay more information. I mean, the most profound things were said that I am, you know, I listen to people all the time. Thank God for all of them. But people who love God, they say the most profound things. Because they're relating to him. They're communing. And they ask questions. And that's all God needs. Now, he made me to be a mechanic. I love to know how things work. So my questions are going to be, how does that work? How does this, mm-hmm. what's going on? Why is it like it is? That when I was 3 years old, that question was in me. Why are things the way they are now? You know, as far back as I can remember, when I could talk, all the adults, I'd ask them all my questions. Well, how does that plane fly like that? It's big. You know, it. And they.
I don't think that ever entered my mind. Why does it? But you know, it didn't have any questions.
One of my friends saw me looking at a jumbo jet. He said, it looked like it shouldn't be up there. Though. I said, sure, don't. It looked like it shouldn't be up there, but it is. I asked the Lord questions. How does it work? What is going on? I even asked him, I said, Lord, you give me definitions and revelation. I said, what do you call this kind of revelation? He said, dynamics. He said, well, the things I'm giving you are the dynamics. And so I looked the word up. And it means the way things relate to each other within a certain sphere. So I like to know things in detail, how it works. Then you can use it better.
Yes.
And you know, if you can understand God and the enemy's coming, you can see him for what he is. But you can't see him for what he is if you don't learn the word of God first. Because everything he say sounds good. Everything Judas thought he was on the right track. He thought he was going to have whatever he was after. And see, sometimes, yeah, the Holy Spirit came to Jesus like a dove. You know, Judas probably wished that the Holy Spirit would have came on him like a tiger or a lion, but he came on him like a dove. And he went around healing people, and Judas probably wished he would have been driving out the Romans. You know, sometimes people gravitate to power. But those who gravitate to love, they gravitate to true power.
Amen.
But people who gravitate to power, that's the same thing Satan did. He wanted power. He didn't care about love. He wanted power over the people, power over the angels, power over God's creation. Mm-hmm. But when we love God's creation, we serve God's creation.
Amen.
And and we see what he sees. And what the latest thing that's been on my mind all day yesterday and recently, when you look to the Lord, you can enjoy the blessings that God give you in a multiplied way.
Yes.
You know, when you look into the Lord, not the people. You know, I've seen women, they'll go to church, they wanted to get married, they get married, then they stop going to church. Well, when you look to the Lord and stay looking to him, you can enjoy your spouse. You can enjoy the relationship God, the relationships that God has given. You can enjoy your children, especially when they need you the most. Because you, when you look to him, you're receiving his vision, his insight, his strength to serve. You even the, you know, that old truck I drive. I remember when I used to desire that truck, I used to look at all the pamphlets I could find on it. And I was believing God for it. And when I got it, I said, Lord, I was looking to him, and I enjoyed that truck, and I still thank him for it. I've driven it 17 years. and you know, that's just a truck. It's not even valuable anymore. But I thank God for it. You know, when you look into him, you can enjoy the blessings he gives. Because your attention's on him. And insight is with him. So
think about it is valuable because you don't have to make
those
payments.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. Think about every month what you're increasing your
yeah, I don't pay no.
You don't have to pay. And your insurance is a lot less.
It's cheap. Only thing high is the gas.
And God takes care of that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're out of time again. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. You know, our redemption was paid for.
Yes.
And our ability to commune with God is paid for by Jesus Christ, our Savior. And everything he's done, I thank him for it fresh.
Amen.
And with that in mind, he said, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. The New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. This is a victory meal, a remembrance meal, and new life is in it. And I thank the Lord for that.
That gives us a victory meal of our church name, doesn't it?
Yeah, victory. I think, yeah, communion. And the Lord is, good things are happening. We're going to see the mighty move of God. We're going to experience it. And on the other side, we're going to talk about it. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all the wonderful blessings you bless us with. And we cherish your word. Help us to go forward learning from you as you speak from the heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 You know, you said that Brother Thurston will see great and mighty things.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about, oh, we want to talk to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We want to ask them some questions. But I believe, I think it was Kenneth Hagin said, that they're going to be wanting to look us up because they want to know what was it like to have Christ in the middle of the
Israel. Yeah. They're going to want to talk to us like we want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We ready to talk with them.
That's right.